Okay, welcome here to Impact 103. And if you just tuned in, it's an awesome time that I have with you right now. Moments with Mom and Daf that we have every single Monday at 20 past 10 here on Impact, where Pastor Daphne Montgomery, who is the lead pastor of a global ministry, River of Life, and the president of a record label, Roll Records, as well as the Bushveld Mission Children's Home Spiritual Mother and many other spiritual children. I know she has a lot. She's known on platforms, social media platforms, as It's Mama Daph. And it's always such an honor to have you on the show. So welcome again, Pastor Daphne, to Being Real.
Thank you so much. I love it.
Just to jump straight in, last week we had an amazing discussion on how can we hear the voice of God. And I think it's very imperative that we carry on that conversation, because we ended the conversation with there are different voices besides from the voice of God that are actually speaking to us. And so I just want to ask you, what are those voices? How can we discern between the difference between those voices and the voice of God?
Phew, I'm so glad we're talking about this, because the Bible says, my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. So let's just break it down. What's the voice of a stranger, and what's the voice of God? There are actually four voices that we can be listening to at any time, and we get to choose. So one is the voice of God. One is the voice of the flesh. Another is the voice of the enemy. And the other is, the last one, is the voice of the world. At the end of the day, what we're looking at is, if it's the voice of God, the Holy Spirit will only produce the fruit of the Spirit. It will never, ever be anything else but the Spirit of God. Mm. So the Spirit of God, that voice will produce love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Always. So if you're feeling anger or jealousy or frustration or impatience, you're not listening to the voice of God. You're listening to another voice. And that's where you get to choose. You get to stop listening, and you get to replace those thoughts, which we'll go into. It talks about in Romans, you get to replace those thoughts with the word of God, which puts you back into listening to God on a continuous basis, not just here and there.
Amen.
The other voice that you can listen to is the voice of, I might go out of order, but the voice of the world. The voice of the world is more like what is going on around you and the way that society does things, the way that your upbringing does things, the way that your culture does things, the way that your country does things. It's the world. It's the world's way. And that usually looks very much like whatever your culture treasures. That's not God. So, you know, whether it's a materialistic, a capitalistic society, or whether it's a rebellious society, that's just very much like me, I'll gung-ho, whatever that is, the world will lure you into thinking like the world. And that's where you stop. You examine, is this the world or is this the kingdom? And once you examine your thoughts, you're able to then, again, choose. Who are you going to listen to? Go back to the voice of God. Get out of the world.
Amen.
The third voice is the voice of the flesh. The flesh is always going to be, I want this. me, do this. This is where temptation really lives, is a lot in the flesh. Not saying it's the only place temptation lives, but it lives in the flesh. The flesh wants to gratify itself. It wants instant gratification. It wants what it wants. It wants it now. This is where we start to catch our thoughts. This is where temptation can try to overtake your thoughts, your emotions, and even your body. And that's such as if you have an addiction. If you have an addiction to sex or drugs or alcohol, any type of addiction, it will also overtake your body. So the flesh can be a very powerful enemy in itself. And it's up to you to choose again, not to listen to the flesh, but immediately realize, oh my gosh, this is my flesh. I'm feeling like I want to go to the club and pick up on somebody or whatever. That's the flesh. You grab those thoughts and say, whoa, I don't follow that. I follow my Lord Jesus. And you get again a chance to choose. Who are you going to listen to? And don't follow that voice of a stranger. You can hear the voice of the enemy as well. A lot of evil exists. When people do evil, plot evil, get into evil, vindication, revenge, jealousy, violence, like all of the evil comes from the voice of the enemy. And that's what it sounds like. It came to kill, steal, and destroy you. So it starts planning these thoughts and these ideas, and then your thoughts lead to your emotions, and then your emotions get you completely wrapped up in doing something that you wouldn't normally do. You're thinking about something that you wouldn't normally ponder on or think about or rehearse that situation. He said this, he did that, she did this. I can't believe it. And you rehearse it again and again in your mind, which will only lead you into the flesh or the voice of the enemy or the voice of the world. And then unfortunately, we'll go and get consensus, talk to our best friend or somebody, he did this again, or she did that, or this happened again, or my work this, or my boss that, or whatever it is, and we get consensus. Once we get consensus, we get empowered by the wrong thoughts, the wrong emotions, and the wrong people to act on that. We need to stop that. We need to recognize what that is, and then go get more of a ministerial or accountability or pastoral counseling, get godly advice in that situation and what to do. These are your choices on how you're going to live out your thoughts, your emotions, and which voice you are actually following. And that's why this becomes so important. I want to jump into Romans really quick before we run out of time. In Romans 12, 1 through 2, it tells us exactly what to do as we're looking at our thoughts, choosing our thoughts, and what we need to do. He says, I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you, in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. And then he says, to do that, do not be conformed to this world, this age. That's what we're talking about, that voice, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude. That's when we stop and we switch over into what is God saying, so that you may prove for yourself what's the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. You want to hear the voice of God. You want to know what's acceptable for you. You want to know the plan. You want to know your identity. You want to know what's coming up on New Year's. This is how we get into that place with God, to hear his voice and walk with him continually. Amen.
Man, something that keeps standing out with everything that you're saying is choice, make a decisive dedication. And this is such a huge thing for all of us, because when we make that decision, we're faced with that on so many different levels. Every moment throughout the day, we have to make little decisions, but to discern and to know the voice of God, and we can really make those little choices. So this is an encouragement to me and to anyone that is listening. Take it and actually start applying these things, where you can start discerning which voice that you're listening to, which one is that you're really making decisions out of. I think it's so powerful. So thank you, Pastor Daphne, again for being here. And if you want to re-listen to this and re-listen to other moments with Mama Daph, please log on to www.impactradio.co.za and go through to our podcast section, or you can download the Impact Radio 103 app and go look at our podcast on there. So Pastor Daphne, thank you so much for joining us again on air. And we look forward to seeing you again next time.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Mwah.